WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, it is Saturday night, and it is time to let go. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for the next 2 hours listening to the best classic rock that we have never heard before. Well, I've heard it because I put the show together, but you probably haven't heard it. And tonight, we are going to hear from all kinds of stuff. Cream, the James Gang, 10 Years After. We're going to hear some Irish music from Rory Gallagher, Thin Lizzy, and who else? Maybe some Horse Lips, and then a bunch of stuff from around the world. It's all quality classic rock recorded during the classic rock era that, as we know, took place everywhere, not just in the US and the UK. All right, now, one of the artists I just mentioned, I don't want to give anything away, one of these artists recorded an album in 1972 called Rory Gallagher Live. Now, I don't want to say which artist recorded it, but they sounded remarkably like this.
Rory Gallagher.
Thank you.
That was The James Gang with Woman off of Rides Again from 1970. And boy, oh boy, what an LP that is. Before that, The Colored Balls with Heavy Metal Kid off of Heavy Metal Kid from 1974. That was from Australia. Gift gave us Drugs off of Gift from 1972 from Germany. And we started that set off way back when with Rory Gallagher, Messing with the Kid off the Live album from 1972, which originally came out on Polydor, has been re-released and retitled Live in Europe on another label, but it's the same album. And that, my friends, was that set of music. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang, and then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours that you will spend in your life, so stay tuned for that. And until then, we have all kinds of obscure classic rock to listen to. And let's see, sort of a band that bridged the British blues thing with the development of hard rock and heavy metal. And in 1969, they sounded like this.
If I don't get away, Yeah.
That was, who was that? That was Electric Food with Tavern off the Electric Food album from 1970. The Electric Food were actually the band Lucifer's Friend. Before the Electric Food, we heard Asterix with their song Lookout from their album Asterix, which came out in 1971. Asterix were actually Lucifer's Friend. They did a lot of stuff under other names for money. And we started that set off with an awesome cover of Going Down Slow. That was by Free off their debut album, Tons of Sobs, from 1969. And that, my friends, was that set of music. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for, just under an hour and a half, gang. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank. Two silly hours. Stay tuned. Until then, all kinds of obscure classic rock. And let's see, we are now going back to vinyl. We played lots of vinyl tonight, gang. We played Rory on vinyl. We played James Gang on vinyl. We played Free on vinyl. It's so exciting. I'm quivering. Parts of me are puckering. And let's pucker back to Ireland. And this is the debut album of a band that would go on to become hard rock gods for the middle of the 70s and then sort of peter back out. But in what year do we have here? In 1971, they had a much different sound, and it's really, really cool. And if you listen closely, you can sort of see elements that would come out when the band became more popular. So keep that in mind while you listen to this.
Late of 40s, when did Ella Vine live with Eunice King? He gave her the ring that she wore. Janice, the smiling daughter, who came from a marriage way before. But Eunice was the father that she always saw. Though they never, 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 never told her, she always knew the score. You see, kids were so much wiser after the wars. But did he hadn't had enough? She had to get some more on a ration piece of paper. She wrote Eunice, I'm not sure. And with a child in her arms, she went looking for a fling. Besides, she didn't like the name King. First time that you heard Dapper Dan was on the radio, crooning at the volume that was way, way down low. Did it was a surprise to hear that Dapper Dan was there? He was a calling, and he asked the baby to plead it for a hand. Dapper's heart was dapper. When did he answer? No, 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 no. But if she changed her mind, she said, Dapper, I'll let you know. With a child in her arms, she went looking for a man. Besides, she didn't like the name Dapper Dan. Oh, yes.
to be a teenage queen. Through all mother's lovers, she kept the name Levine. Behind a picture house, she first made her scene. She liked a boy called Alistair, who was dating a friend called Celine. And Celine wasn't mad when Janet came in between. But Alistair got scared when he heard, and he joined the USA Marine. Inheritance, you see, runs through every family. Who is to say what is to be? Is any better? Over and over it goes. Goodness and badness, wind blows.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.